What do deaf infants hear when they receive auditory input for the first time? How does the world sound via cochlear implant? We know from adult users that the implant doesn't completely replace a fully functioning ear. So how about in infants? They are in the sensitive phase for language acquisition. Does the implant transmit all the important features needed for language perception? Or do implanted children have to develop strategies to compensate for missing auditory linguistic cues? This is what we were asking ourselves when developing the study complex you see on the poster. We decided to ask these questions via electroencephalography, or EEG for short, since these infants are too young to tell us themselves, and after the prolonged deafness, they often do not reliably react to auditory stimuli, even though they perceive them. With the EEG signal, however, we can detect what they hear without needing an outward reaction. The first two studies are concerned with the question whether infants can hear important cues that help identify single words within the continuous speech stream that we produce. In rhythmic languages, one such cue is a stress pattern. Trochaic languages like German and English stress two-syllable words mainly on the first syllable, e.g. music, Sprache, children, implant. A stress syllable is thus becoming a cue for word onset. One marker for syllable stress, on the other hand, is the lengthening of the syllable's vowel. Thus, we wanted to know whether children can differentiate between short and long syllables and whether they hear the difference between different stress patterns and learn the rules of the native language. We also wanted to know whether these features are perceived as soon as one turns on the cochlear implant or whether the auditory system has to learn to hear them. Our design was therefore longitudinal, covering in bimonthly intervals the first 6 to 8 months following implantation. We use an oddball paradigm where deviant stimulus is introduced irregularly in a sequence of standard stimuli. When you hear a deviation in the sequence, your brain typically reacts with a mismatch response. This you can see as a negative deflection when you subtract the EEG response towards the deviant stimulus from the EEG response towards the standard stimulus. What we see is that even children born deaf perceive cues like vowel length or stress pattern via the cochlear implant. However, they do not perceive them directly after the implant's activation. A certain time of adaptation to the new modality and implant-specific quality is needed. The third study looks at how this influences the timeline of word acquisition. If children need some time to learn to hear word segmentation cues, it would be reasonable to assume that their word learning is delayed by this amount of time. We presented pictures of simple objects along with spoken words. When the spoken word is an incorrect label for the depicted object, this should elicit a more negative brainwave than when picture and word do match. In children who have not yet learned the correct label, however, we do not expect to see this wave, as for them, labels are still arbitrary. Thus, this negative wave, called N400, is a marker of a developed vocabulary. To our surprise, implanted children actually needed less time of hearing experience than typically hearing children to develop a first basic vocabulary. We assume this is because they are cognitively older when exposed to language for the first time. Their better attention and memory abilities are then an asset to learn words quickly.